and Norm Shealy. You are listening to Infinite Consciousness, your infinite access to the world
of the mind.
Hi, this is Eva Herr, and welcome to my show this week. Thanks for taking time out of your schedule. Tonight I have with us a special guest. His name is Dr. Timothy Cuss. And just to go ahead and do my normal disclaimer here, Timothy is not a medical doctor, and of course neither am I, and neither one of us are attempting to treat or diagnose you. But Timothy has a wealth of information when it comes to nutritional supplements and nutrition. And I can't wait for you to hear some of the things that he's done. I know one of the products that he's worked on, Total Amino Solutions, has been one of the products that I used for my daughter when she was having so much trouble with her depression. So welcome, Timothy, and thanks for taking the time to come on my show.
Thank you, Eva. It's a pleasure.
So take a few minutes before we get started and tell us a little bit about you, where people can find you, and how you came to do what you're doing. I know there's got to be some kind of story there.
Yes, there generally is. And first of all, I'm a clinical nutritionist. I reside in Centennial, Colorado, suburb of Denver. Been here since 1999. Previously lived in California for about 25 years. If people are interested in reaching me, I'll give you a phone number, which is area code 303-703-3740. And that's the company that I run called Infinity Health, which is a nutrition distribution company. And I've been involved in this field for about 31 plus years. And originally, I guess my first entree into the alternative health world was when I was in college, and I was a sophomore in college at Ohio State University, and I came down with mono. And I was the first semester I'd ever lived on my own. I'd got an apartment off campus, and as most students, you know, didn't have a lot of money, was eating not very well, not high quality food, and boom, come down with mono. And you know, the first time I had been getting really sick, and started to seek some answers on what's going on, and you know, why don't I feel so well, and discovered, you know, the area of nutrition and herbology, and it became an avocation of mine while I was still in college. I would seek out anything I could find in these areas. And then a little later, I got actually a degree in psychology and was working. Actually, I'd worked in that field for a little while and realized it wasn't my cup of tea. Went on into the publishing world for a little while. And then that area, I met an individual, Stuart Wheelwright, who was a biochemist and master herbalist. And this gentleman was, I would have to say, a genius in the area of herbology and biochemistry, and particularly in formulations. And he had some of the most wonderful herbal nutritional formulations that I'd ever seen. And I got the opportunity of meeting this gentleman, and he was just a good guy. And he loved to, you know, share his knowledge with people he felt had the capacity to understand what he was doing and how he was doing it. And so I spent a little time with him, worked with him, you know, took notes, did follow-ups on consultations with people that he worked with. He also was the modern-day founder of sclerology, which is the study of the whites of the eyes and the red lines that occur there. And actually, the first time he met me, he read my eyes. And he said, "Uh-oh, you better be careful, mister. You've got an indication in your eye that you had a high fever as a youth. And you've got some scar tissue around your heart. And you better be careful and make sure you take vitamin E every day the rest of your life. Because if you don't, that scar tissue can get hard and callousy. And if you get that and you're stressed and you're pushing too hard, you may have a heart attack. And it could be all over. And, you know, I didn't even know that I had had this fever as a youth. I went back and asked my parents, hey, did I have a fever, as a youth and, and have some problems? Yeah. In fact, you had 105, 106 temperature for a day or so. And, we weren't sure if you were going to make it, but you made it. And, that just confirmed, oh my goodness. And sure enough, I discovered he gave me another secret, and that is, he said, I got a callus on my finger, and I rub that callus, daily just to see what's my vitamin E level, just like your gas level in your car. But
really?
Yeah.
I don't understand. If you get calluses, it means you need vitamin E?
Yeah, basically, yes. I've got a scar on my left forefinger, and it gets hard and callousy when I don't have enough vitamin E. When I take the vitamin E, it gets soft and supple like it should be. But then when it goes a little bit too long without it, then it gets hard and callousy. And so this is a really simple little sign, basically, that you can, most people can tell on their own what their vitamin E level is. So, I do this right now. Mine's a little callousy. I realize I've been working in the garden all weekend pushing and kind of working extra hard, and I didn't get enough vitamin E, so I need to up my level a little bit to get the tank back up to full.
Now, I don't want to get distracted off this because of your line of talking here, but I want to ask a question. When you say vitamin E, I assume you mean mixed tocopherols?
Absolutely, yes.
Because people don't know the difference about forms.
Well, and that's, great point. In nutrition today, there's all different types of vitamin E, from synthetic to natural, single D-alpha tocopherol, as well as the mixed tocopherol. And we always recommend to get the mixed tocopherol because it's the full entree of all the four separate, basically it's all one, but what they do is they separate the D-tocopherol into the isolated form. And it still has value, but not as much value as the full mixed tocopherol form. And that's really the way to go.
Okay. And well, any other interesting tidbits like that? I mean, that's an amazing way to help self-diagnose problems. I'd love to hear whatever you know that we have time.
Well, I mean, another one in the same genre as far as helping, your overall health and cardiovascular health specifically. There's a little trick that you can use, and anyone can do this on their own, if they're having a arrhythmia, where their heartbeat is not regular, and usually what happens is that the heart isn't getting enough nutrition, and or there is a problem in the cardiovascular system where there may be plaque buildup on an artery, et cetera. You can, and I learned this through acupuncturists, where you can basically give yourself an acupressure treatment and open up the flow of energy to the heart and the arterial system. And there is a point, it's the second toe on the left foot, so it's the next to the pinky toe, it's the second toe, and you can get beneath the pad on the bottom, an under pad of the toe, and put your finger, basically get a forefinger and kind of stick it on there and just rub a little bit and push in, and you'll probably find a point of pain or tenderness. And that's exactly where you want to put the pressure. What you do there is you open up the channel, the meridian energy, so as to allow the full flow of energy, and it actually increases oxygenation as well. And this can stop a heart attack in its tracks, basically just doing this.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, is it the second toe or the middle toe?
It's the second toe.
Okay,
yep.
So not the pinky, but the next one.
Correct, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And you just follow
it there. And do you do it routinely as a maintenance thing?
Well,
or only when you're in a trouble?
Definitely do it if you're in trouble. You can. I mean, it's a good idea, and I do this occasionally when I think of it, where I'm watching TV or something, or I've got a few minutes on my time, and I just go under and hit it, and oh, there it is. It's a little tender. I need to work on it for, you know, just 2-3 minutes, and it just opens that channel. It may be a little bit tender for the next day, but that just means you need to keep giving it attention. So do that, you know, on a daily basis for a week or two, and that energy will be opened up, and you'll have, you know, nice improvement in your overall health just with that.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, you can do the same even on your pinky finger, on your hand. It's the same basic process, but it's sometimes it's a little easier to get to, where the left hand, pinky finger, outside, not towards the other fingers, but on the outside, on the back side of it, you just find that point again of tenderness and just push in and apply pressure for, you know, 2-3 minutes. And it's a great, I can actually just feel the increased oxygenation through my whole system when I do this. It's like, wow, I feel better. It's almost, you know, it's palpable to say that. So these are
tips of acupuncture. If people want to learn other things about it, that's what they would go and look at.
Yeah. And sure. I just happened to take a class from a local acupuncturist in California about, 15 years ago. And she was just sharing a few of these little secrets of acupressure, acupuncture that a person could use on their own for self-health. So these are things that are just, you know, invaluable when you in a time of need, you know, they can save a person's life.
I think that's amazing. Okay, so tell us one more time, because I got so caught up in what you were saying, I can't remember if you told us where to find you.
Oh, yes. So my phone number is area code 303-703-3740. And email is I as in India, N as in Nancy, F as in Frank, and then the word health, H-E-A-L-T-H, @comcast.net.
Okay. Thank you. You know, we were going to talk tonight. You sent me a document that had lots of information about all different kinds of things, all different kinds of supplements and what they do and what forms. And so we talked this afternoon, and after we did, I kind of made up a few things that kind of are on my plate right now, a plate of interest, just, you know, generally because they're my problems. And since I get to have the radio show, it was some questions I wanted to ask, if that's okay. And one of them's methylation. So many people have this methylation problem, this genetic problem. You know, perhaps, you know, it's a gene turned on or off, but whatever it is, they have problems with methylation and have autism or heart disease. And I wondered if you could tell us anything to support that.
Certainly. Well,
is that a good way to ask the question?
Yeah, that's fine. So methylation is a term that has become very topical in the world of nutrition, and the nutrition industry has actually begun to cater to products that relate to methylation, increasing methylation. And what is that really? Well, basically, it's to increase the nutrition so it allows the nutrition to pass inside the cell, to get inside the cell, individual cell in the body, as well as to help facilitate the outflow of waste and toxins outside the cell. And there are a number of ways to do that. I mean, what we're really saying is that nutrition can govern turning off and on genes and repairing cell communications. Now, how does that happen? Well, there are specific nutrients that foster this, such as vitamin B12, and particularly the methyl form, methyl B12. And this is methylcobalamin, not the old cyanocobalamin, okay? The methyl basically works in the brain, is fuel for the brain, and will cross the blood-brain barrier to activate the neurons in the brain so that they're more active and vigilant, and also help foster the passage of nutrients inside the cell to the mitochondria, basically to feed the mitochondria so that the mitochondria produces ATP, which is the source of cellular energy for the whole body. When this doesn't happen, basically, well, we get old more quickly. We don't have the energy that we used to. Things aren't running so good. And another one, another methyl form, a methyl nutrient that we talk about is 5-MTHF or 5-methylfolate. And this is a superior form of folic acid. About one-third of the population has an inability to basically convert folic acid into the methyl form. And this is a problem. So the answer now is using the 5-MTH form, which is a superior form and allows these nutrients to get inside the cell, again, to do these same things we were talking about earlier. It's the metabolically active form of folic acid and vastly superior. It's a little bit more expensive, but it's really worth it.
Now, I don't want to get off here, but it brings a question to mind. I don't know why people are having so many of these genetic effects, whether it's toxins or genetically modified foods or whatever it is. But one of the problems that, you know, so many of the kids are having is that new human papillomavirus.
Mm-hmm.
And someone told me that folic acid was actually the treatment for that. So, do you know if that's correct? And if so, would that typically be a regular folic acid, or would it be 5-MTHF that would be more advantageous in treating that disorder?
Yeah, I would. Yes, that would be a part of the treatment, in my opinion, and I would favor the 5-MTHF just in case you're one of those three people that doesn't convert the folate to the.
So what other would you do with I think something like 75% of kids in junior highs and high schools so they have this thing going on. So it's a serious problem. And by the way, everything that we're talking about is available for purchase through Dr. Cuss's website. And I know that there are different qualities of vitamins and supplements. I know you've heard me talk about it a million times. It matters the quality of the supplement that you put in your mouth. So anything that you buy on Dr. Cuss's site, I feel sure that you can rely that you're getting a quality form of whatever this nutritional supplement is. That's why I had him on tonight, because I believe in him. So anyway, what else would you recommend for that?
Well, there are a number of natural antiviral herbs that can be very advantageous. One of the not so well known ones is Lomatium or Leptotania. And this is a back in the flu epidemic of about 100 years ago. This is, I think, 1914, 1917. I don't remember exactly the dates, but it was sometime in this area where it was after. Basically, the conclusion of World War One, and there was a flu epidemic that ran rampant across the world, and over 1 million Americans died, and I think it was over 10 million worldwide. People were healthy, and then they got sick, and then they were dead the next day sometimes.
And what is this product? Okay.
Well, it's an herb called Lomatium or Leptotania. And I learned about it from Dr. Wheelwright years ago, and he actually found it. It only grows in the mountains and the Rockies in certain areas, and it's, you know, difficult to obtain. There's a company called Systemic Formulas, and they offer a product known as VIVI, and it is the main ingredient is this Leptotania, and it's very helpful for basically stopping a virus, be it flu and or more, you know, difficult viruses such as human papillomavirus. And it's a great product, and when you need it, it really it's reliable. And normally, people feel better rather quickly after taking it. Interesting product, but there are other ones as well. There's another product called Combat Acute, and Combat Acute is a broad spectrum natural antibacterial and antiviral product, and it's it contains Leptotania as well, but it has about 30 other ingredients, primarily herbal. Some famous ones, of course, golden seal, elderberry, garlic, et cetera. But it's a wonderful product. Usually just have to take one capsule if you're coming down with something, and it knocks it out almost immediately. Sometimes you have to repeat with another one, but it's one of the it is the best product of its kind, to my knowledge. And then it's so quick acting, but it's also easy on the body. It doesn't stress the internal organs in any way. It's just a great product. So you can have these in your medicine cabinet, which is I recommend to the people I work with. Just have them just in case, and because you never know. I mean, there's the swine or the bird flu from China. They're predicting it could be a problem later this year, and you have these things in your medicine kit, then you're ahead of the game.
That's love that information. Thank you. Okay, so I didn't mean to get you strayed away from the genetic things that we're talking about, but I thought since I have you here, I had a genetic test ran myself, and that's how I started learning about these things, and I decided that I wanted to educate my listeners because I never knew these things existed. So another big one that I know a lot of people have is the SHMT and the way cysteine converts to methionine, and then the genetic defects that have to do with serotonin and dopamine. If you the SUOX and the sulfite oxidase one, if you could just tell people what to look for and what things that you have that could treat those things. Because if I'd have looked at this test 10 years ago when I first got it and did the interview on it and paid attention to it, I wouldn't have had a heart attack last year. So I just want people to know what to look for and that there are supplements you can take to save your life from having to have a massive heart attack. Are you familiar with those things?
Yeah, I am, and I guess maybe I can cover this in a way in a fundamental way. First, by just saying what we're talking about are amino acids and neurotransmitters, and basically, if you think about what are amino acids? Well, amino acids are the building blocks of the body, and there's 22 plus amino acids that exist. And they all are basically proteins. Now, if you go back and look, the word protein in the Greek language means of primary importance. And so the Greeks knew way back that this is, basically food to build the body, to strengthen and build the body. Now, neurotransmitters are key neurochemicals, basically, that are made up of amino acids. And we know about the one called serotonin. Okay, serotonin requires the amino acid L-tryptophan. L-tryptophan is one of the most important of all the amino acids, and it's interesting because it is the most deficient in our diets. It's difficult to obtain enough protein in the diet unless, particularly if we're a vegetarian or vegan, it's difficult to make sure we're getting enough. And so often supplementation in these kind of cases may be advantageous. For whatever reason, nature didn't supply L-tryptophan in ample amounts. We can get it in things like turkey. We think about Thanksgiving with the turkey meal, and we often doze off after that meal because there's ample carbohydrates and the L-tryptophan in the turkey, and that combination fosters good sleep. Serotonin is people who you can usually help to evaluate if you're low serotonin by basically your symptoms. If you have, if you don't sleep well enough, if it's difficult to fall asleep and stay asleep, then that's often an indication that you're low in serotonin and not getting enough tryptophan. So that's a key. Also, if you're anxious, you have worry, negativity, low self-esteem, obsessive thoughts, behaviors, or OCD symptoms, winter blues, PMS, irritability, heat intolerance, tendency to panic or phobias, cravings for food afternoon and evening, night owl, you want to stay up late, basically these are symptoms of low serotonin. And the supplement L-tryptophan or 5-HTP is basically the answer. Sometimes St. John's wort is an herbal, herb that will actually foster increased serotonin level as well. But primarily, most people would use L-tryptophan and 5-HTP. The good news is that the price of L-tryptophan has come way, way down in the past 3 years or so. It used to be quite expensive and difficult to find, and now it is not. But that's the direct way to build serotonin up in your brain, and it will overcome symptoms I mentioned, for like the low self-esteem or OCD symptoms. Basically, people obsessive compulsive, they just can't stop thinking about this particular thing, that they just over and over and over the brains. Basically, the brain is, basically a wonderful tool, but it loves its patterns. And we're soul, we're a spiritual being that has a brain, as opposed to the other way around. And basically, soul should be the captain of the ship, and basically, the brain should be our chief ally, but never basically run the ship. And so when we, are able to have the right balance in our nutrition and getting adequate tryptophan in the diet, so then our serotonin level increases, our emotional stability, self-confidence, we're not depressed, and we just can run our lives in the best way possible. Now, that's just an example of how an individual amino acid is incredibly important in our overall health. Another one I'll just mention is the amino acid tyrosine, L-tyrosine, which increases the neurotransmitter norepinephrine in the brain. And people who have a lack of tyrosine often have a lack of energy, lack of drive, lack of focus and concentration. Sometimes, the term attention deficit disorder is thrown around with that. Also depression, particularly low-level energy type depression. And the amino acid L-tyrosine is the answer basically to help in overcoming these deficiencies and these symptoms. And in so doing, then increases our arousal, our energy, our mental focus and drive. And I've seen people, this has been a miracle for some, where they're not able to really to function too well. And all of a sudden they get on the tyrosine and they're back in action. It's basically similar to caffeine and how it works. It's it basically activates and increases our energy vitality without the side effects that caffeine has, which basically decreases our B vitamins and certain minerals. This tyrosine does not do that.
So if you have a genetic defect like the ones that we're talking about, and you supplement with these supplements, can you switch the gene on or off or whatever it needs to be? Can you flip the switch so that it eventually does it itself, or do you just forever have to do it?
Well, that in certain people, they may need to do it on an ongoing basis. Others who get their methylation back in order, as we talked about earlier, and there are products to do that. There's a product from a company called Systemic Formulas called Moores, and this is basically a methylation donor. It has the vitamin B12 methyl, the 5-MTHF, and a host of other nutrients that basically foster good methylation in the body. If you can return your methylation to balance and actually working, then you can actually turn those genes off. That gene expression never manifests. And that's the beauty of good nutrition, because we are born with certain genetics. Our parents maybe had certain weaknesses that we inherited. However, that does not give us, you know, a death sentence or a disease sentence that we're going to manifest a certain disease. It just means that we are predisposed towards that. But nutrition and ample good nutrition basically will stop those genes from ever expressing, so that that disease never needs to manifest in that person's life.
Oh, okay. So that's one of the things I'm doing, is I have that methyl problem. I have several genes that are flipped whatever way. So, but I'm doing all the things I'm supposed to do to fix it. So is it possible that one day it'll be fixed and I won't have to continue doing, you know, 50, 60 supplements a day?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
So and it can get, that's what I've always wondered, it can get healed and I can slow, and I've changed my diet, so I really can heal myself and not have to do this for the rest of my life.
Yes, that's the beauty of good nutrition, because, you know, when we eat enzyme-rich foods, basically, you know, foods that have vitality, have energy. I mean, we're really talking about our body requires bioenergy, life energy. And when we eat foods that are, you know, from the garden, fresh, without the pesticides and the chemicals, ideally organic, and that we don't use the microwave. I mean, this is one of the problems. There's a huge problem in America because we've adopted our culture around the, you know, the quick cooking in the microwave. And every time we use a microwave, well, let me just tell you the story. This was about 15 years ago. There was a study done in Europe. This was published in a European journal that they were just trying to study what effect is there on the human body from eating certain prepared foods. So they wanted, they tested, you know, and they did it in the typical, very thorough way of the Germans. They did a before blood test, and then they had a person eat basically baked food, food that was baked. And then they tested the an after blood test to see what effect that food had on, you know, that person's blood. And the only type of food preparation that caused problems was the microwave. And in every individual tested, they found there was a spike in white blood cells following eating microwave food.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, I believe that. I have to tell you, I have to admit to this, and I'm embarrassed to do it, but I moved up into the country, up in the Appalachians 2 years ago. And when I came, I said, okay, I'm going to be as simple as possible. That's why I moved here. I grew my own chickens and rabbits and my own fish and my own garden. And I didn't have a microwave. Well, my kids almost drove me crazy. And I gave in. Well, I'd bought all these nice, beautiful, organic, expensive organic heritage seeds. And I made the mistake of, after I planted my garden that year, I put them on a plastic bag and laid them on top of the microwave.
Oh.
Killed every one of them.
Yep.
And there were probably 30 or 40 little packets of very expensive seeds. Not one of them would sprout.
Yes, well.
After sitting on top of that microwave.
And that's just on top, not even inside. So in, you
and
know,
you're just giving me another encouragement just to get rid of that microwave.
Well, and, you know, it's just sad, but this is a major problem. When white blood cells spike, it means one of two things. Either it is an active infection or an inflammatory condition. And in this case, it's the food. The body is perceiving this food is a foreign invader, and we need to increase the white blood cells to basically ward off whatever this is. And if we do this all the time, you know, not good. I mean, after World War II, when we had defeated the Germans and the Russians and Americans met in Germany and were basically going through the spoils and deciding who got what. The Russians got there first with the microwave technology. They studied it for a few weeks and realized, we want nothing to do with this. Americans, you take it. And so they gave it to us. And then, of course, we made it a central part of our culture, amazingly, without really knowing what it was. So it's quite convenient, yet whenever I eat microwave food, it puts me to sleep. I can't keep my eyes open. And I realize I haven't had microwave food, to my knowledge, in 20 years. Because when I used to have it every once in a while, it would put me to sleep, and I just couldn't function. It's like, oh, my God, there's something wrong with this. And I start studying and realize, oh, my goodness. So,
thank you for bringing that up. My microwave is finally going out the door. Again.
Let me share another little piece of information, you know, that's come about in the last year on a supplement called resveratrol. And it's really fascinating, and this is one of the beauties of nutrition and how we can actually increase our health and our overall life, improve it with the use of good nutrition. And what's basically resveratrol is, it's a substance basically that is it stimulates the production of adult stem cells called endothelial progenitor cells. And they basically, these are powerful, and they have the ability to seek out, repair, and heal the trouble areas in the lining of your blood vessels called the endothelial cell barrier, or ECB. And basically, the more of these progenitor cells you have, the more likely you are to avoid disease. And the less you have of them, the more likely you are to have disease. Anyway, this is basically supported by the fact that the people with diabetes and high blood pressure and cardiovascular disease have low levels of these progenitor cells. And resveratrol also has the distinction of basically activating telomerase. That's the enzyme that rebuilds your telomeres. The telomeres are basically in our DNA, and the longer strand of telomeres that we have present, basically the longer we're going to live. Now, the interesting thing is, until a few years ago, we didn't know anything that would actually lengthen these telomeres. But we have found, basically, by that resveratrol actually will do this. And resveratrol has the ability to turn on genes that promote longevity, as well as turn off the genes that promote disease. And by basically doing this, resveratrol has the ability to activate the anti-aging genes called sirtuins. And these transmit signals to every cell in our body that cancel out the effects of aging. So really, that's incredibly powerful information. When I first started taking this product, I could tell, I play competitive racquetball, and I could tell my stamina, my energy was basically, you know, about 10% more after about 2 weeks of taking this. And that basically my breathing and my ability to basically work longer, harder, just was enhanced. And it was simply just adding this into my program. I would take one capsule twice a day with meals, one at breakfast, one at dinner. And I'm just, you know, very impressed. This product basically is one of the ones I am just very, very much behind and support people of all ages taking this, particularly people over the age of 40, because it helps enhance the anti-aging qualities I mentioned earlier. And there's a couple of companies that make it. I mean, actually more than a couple. It's widely available now. I recommend taking it with grapeseed extract and sometimes pine bark extract. There's a product from Country Life called Resveratrol Plus that has those three ingredients in it. And it's the one I take. And it's just a great enhancement to overall health, and it stops the bad things from happening in terms of the gene expressions of disease. So I think that was just that's fascinating research. That's something that is directly applicable to every human's health.
So do you recommend a particular, again, talk about quality here, is it okay to go to Walmart and get it, or should they pay particular attention to the quality here?
Well, quality is very important, And you know, in my opinion, it's basically knowing companies and doing business with companies that do the right things. Like Country Life Company is just one example. I mean, it's a gluten-free company. You know, they've recognized that gluten is a host of problems that many humans have, and they've gone that direction. They use high-quality ingredients, just as the company Systemic Formulas I mentioned earlier does the same. I mean, these are companies that stand out in my mind in terms of their professionalism and their ability to put a high-quality, superior product on the shelves that are still affordable to the average individual. So Country Life is widely available at health food stores. Walmart's, I mean, not to say Walmart, I mean, Walmart has some good products, but they also will have some not-so-good products. And it's just a matter, I think, of finding, if you are not able to tell yourself if a product is helping you. In other words, if your body, if you can't tell and read the signs of improvement, then it's usually good to be discussing with a health professional who has learned the ropes and knows the you know, the best companies to use. And so that may be something for our listeners to find a reputable health professional who has done some of this research and knows you know, the best companies to use, and you know, then you're getting high quality for your dollar.
And you sell products on your site, right?
Yes.
And tell me that I'm right. You do your homework, and so people can pretty much trust that you sell the products that you get, or sell products that are going to penetrate your cell walls, or do whatever they're supposed to do without a lot of junk in them, right?
Correct. Yeah, we go out of our way to make sure the companies we work with basically will manufacture the products to high standards. And as an example, we have a product called Comfort Zone that, and I've aligned, I'll just mention a name, Julia Ross. Julia Ross is a well-known author of the books The Mood Cure and The Diet Cure. And I had the good fortune of working at her clinic for 10-plus years when I lived in California, and as a head nutritionist there. And Julia and I got together and decided we needed to actually produce some of our own products, because we couldn't get some of the products that we really wanted from, they just weren't available in the ways and in the formulations that we felt were best. So we had to go and make our own. So we made this one product. We formulated it and had it made for us, called Comfort Zone, which is a targeted amino acid blend. And it's greatly helpful for balancing out three of the major neurotransmitters: norepinephrine for the brain, endorphins. And endorphins are those chemicals that basically, when we have enough, life is wonderful. We see, you know, the rainbow. You know, we see the positive side of life. The glass is half full. And then also helps with balance our blood sugar with the amino acid glutamine. And we discovered at Julia's clinic years ago that if we could help balance blood sugar, basically we can help our patients better than anything else. Because when we have adequate blood sugar, in other words, when our blood sugar is strong and stable, basically the brain is being fed each moment. When the blood sugar is not strong and stable and begins to become erratic, we get these symptoms of hypoglycemia, low blood sugar, or even hyperglycemia, which is the, you know, precursor to diabetes, then we got problems. And we actually formulated another product called True Balance for that specific reason, to help in stabilizing blood sugar. It's basically a multiple vitamin mineral product designed to support natural glucose metabolism, meaning that basically it keeps the blood sugar nice and stable. And a couple of keys there, you know, there's certain nutrients, particularly B vitamins like biotin, that are all important in helping to keep the blood sugar stable. And so this product has ample amounts of the biotin plus chromium GTF, et cetera. And we realized after we started using this product that we were not having the problems we used to with people keeping their blood sugar stable, because it works so well. So So it's a simple, it's not very expensive. That's the beauty of it. And it just works to help, keep the blood sugar stable. Now, it's also important to know, okay, how do you do it? I mean, if we eat properly, protein will give us adequate blood sugar stability for 4 to 6 hours if we eat high-quality protein. But if, say we're a vegetarian or we don't get adequate protein, if we're eating just carbs, eating some vegetables and maybe grain, well, we're only going to get about maybe 3 hours of blood sugar stability out of that meal. So that means one of two things. We're either going to have to need another meal sooner or do something else to get, some stability there, having a snack or something like that. So you either need to make sure you get adequate protein in the meal. And the best way to do that is, the best gauge we have, it comes with us wherever we go. It's a palm of our hand. And the palm of the hand suggests the protein portion size that is ideal for our body. And so I've got a little bigger palm than my wife. I need about a 25 to 30 gram serving of protein, whereas she needs about a 20 gram serving. Okay, so everybody's body is different. And the palm of our hand suggests what's the ideal protein portion size for our individual body.
Well, that's great information. I'm not even going to start asking you questions. We have about 15 minutes. Yeah, I'm just going to let you talk, if that's okay. If you've got more things to say, because you're talking about things that nobody else has talked about. And if you run out, I'll ask questions. But otherwise, I'd love to hear whatever you have to say.
Okay. Well, another, recently there's a word that has been coined called the microbiome. And the microbiome is basically the totality of microbes and their genetic elements or genomes that basically interact in our particular environment, meaning in our bodies, we are the host for bacteria and other organisms that basically live in our body. And the human body has 10 trillion cells and 25,000 genes, but the microbiome has 100 trillion microbial cells that live in our body, and as well as 2,500,000 genes. So that's 100 times more than our human body. And basically, we've come to know in nutrition and health that some of these organisms are incredibly important to our immune system and the overall health of our bodies. And what we know, there's actually a product, called probiotics, okay, or a host of different products, and there's many different type probiotics on the market. But these probiotics basically feed the healthy, good bacteria, the beneficial flora in our gut, and we need these. And when we can get ample amounts of these and feed them on a regular basis, then it's keeping us healthy. And cultures in the past used to do this just standardly because they would use like sauerkraut, foods like this that basically were fermented that fostered these microbes. Sauerkraut contains good, healthy bacteria, probiotics. But in today's world, we don't do that very much anymore, although it's making a comeback.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I interviewed somebody the other day, and one of the comments they had was that, we need probiotics. However, everybody's constantly introducing new strains of probiotics into their products. So you're putting bugs into your body that you may not necessarily need to be putting in there. And I had never thought about that. What do you think about that?
Well, we have already, and see, this is something that's under study, and the scientists will be telling us more, I think, in the next couple of years, but we really don't know all the different, bugs or bacteria that are present. We do know the certain ones, like bifidus or bifidobacteria is very important. People who have diarrhea irregular bowel function usually are deficient in this particular probiotic. And so that should be, I would say a probiotic that is high in bifidus or bifidobacteria is usually very beneficial to the human body because it's promoting regular bowel function and creating the higher level of this particular probiotic in our bodies, which is advantageous. I mean, that's the first line of defense. If we have adequate levels of these probiotics, if we encounter a parasite that's, say, in the food that we consume, or we're eating out at a salad bar or somewhere, or let's say one of the food preparers didn't exercise good sanitary practices, and thus, boom, we get subjected to something. Well, our bodies, if we have adequate levels of these probiotics, usually can ward off these foreign invaders. And this is one of the keys to overall health when we have adequate levels, when we've got good, also our hydrochloric acid output. You know, when we have good HCl, hydrochloric acid, activity in our guts and our stomachs, then that's another first line of defense. We can burn up, we have digestive fire. We're able to basically break down whatever comes in there and basically digest it completely so that we don't have food artifacts still flowing about in our bloodstream, creating, autoimmune problems.
So, not to change the subject here, I just thought of something else. One thing when I had my heart attack that I'd been noticing for a very long time that I had not ever thought of it being a problem was my urine smelled very ammonia.
Ah.
And so now, I'm doing things for that, but could you, people need to know about that too. If your urine smells ammonia, what does that mean? What should they look at?
Well, there is an imbalance in the body. And that's meaning that basically the detoxification pathways, there's something wrong. And we have to figure out what that is and take appropriate action. But one of the most common things, basically, is that we may be in our diet. There are certain individuals that can't process certain foods, like sulfur, as an example. And we need to be able to understand, okay, if we are one of those people, like I'm one of these people that... I have two issues in terms of dairy products. I can't break them down adequately, and gluten. And so thus, when I eat them, they're basically poisons in my body. Now, there's mm-hmm. probably something in your diet.
Can't do sulfites. I have that Seelox gene problem.
Yeah.
That's my problem.
Yeah.
So if someone has that, what do they do?
Well, what you can do is a couple things. One, usually the liver... which is the all-important organ in our bodies. You know, in China, they greet people in the morning. They greet them and they say not good morning, but they slap their livers and say, good morning, how is your liver? And they know because the liver is the all-important organ that basically transmutes enzymes, nutrients, and changes and alters them into human nutrients that bodies can use. I mean, there was an estimate made by a scientist a while back that if you were going to duplicate all the various functions of the liver, you would need a factory 1 mile square in dimension. That's 1 mile wide, one mile long, and 1 mile high. I don't know of a factory that big anywhere.
Wow.
And this is just the work that our individual liver does on a daily basis. So helping the liver to regenerate, and, there are regenerative-type programs available today, with certain herbs. Wheelwright, my mentor, really was the one who, broke the ground here. He discovered herbs that... He was after a liver formula for years and years. He could only come up with something that it was satisfactory in his opinion, but not great. And then one day he got a shipment from Brazil of some herbs that he'd never seen before. And he started measuring the energies of these particular herbs because he realized that the liver, being the masterful, architect gland of the architect organ of the body, had three lobes, had the right lobe, the left lobe, and the lower lobe being the toxic dump center, basically, for toxins to be stored so they wouldn't create problems. Anyway, he knew that there was a triad energy present in the liver, and he could never find herbs that had all three energies until this one day when he got these Brazilian herbs, and he realized that they had all three energies present. And he said, oh, my God. He got down on his knees and said, if you never believed in a God before, how could you not acknowledge, the divine plan here in place, because these herbs were made specifically for our health.
We have 5 minutes left.
Okay.
What is it? I'm dying to know.
to regenerate the liver. And so he made a product called L-Liver, okay, and it has these herbs in it. And they are incredible. I mean, I've seen people with hepatitis C, with elevated liver enzymes that the doctors don't know what to do with. They'll take this formula, the L-Liver, with another product he also made called number 5 Stabilizer. Together, they will bring the elevated liver enzymes back to normal, usually in 1 month.
Really?
Yeah, and that's basically unheard of in the medical community. They don't really know what to do for that. And this program, I've seen it work time after time, and it's just a bit of a miracle. But it's Wheelwright was so masterful at what he was doing. He knew how to construct a product so that it was incredibly strengthening and regenerative. That's really, I guess, the key word here.
I wish we had 5 more hours just let you sit and talk. But we have about 3 minutes, so be sure, talk about whatever you want to talk about, and be sure and tell us again where people can find you, because you have good products, you have good information. Do you do a newsletter? Do you teach classes?
Well,
do you do online teleclasses?
Currently no, but maybe with some increased interest, yes. I mean, you used to do those a lot. And, in managing and running the company and doing the formulations that I do, I haven't done that so much in recent days. But, if there's enough interest, we probably could reestablish that. But I'll just say this. For those who want to look at some of the products I've mentioned, they can you can email at the INF, that's I as in India, N as in Nancy, F as in Frank, and then the word health, H-E-A-L-T-H, at comcast.net, and we'll be happy to send you some information. If you want to, basically state, one of your area of interest, we'll be happy to help you with that. Also, our phone number, again, is 303-703-3740. I am available for consultation upon appointment. As you can tell, I kind of love this area of nutrition. It's become my life, and I've realized that the more I can help people, basically, it helps myself. I mean, everything, basically, we're here to serve.
It's like feed your soul, huh?
That's yeah. There's an old saying that he who brings sunshine into the lives of others cannot keep it from themselves. And it's just something that those are words of wisdom. And, each of us has a certain gift, and we just need to be able to use that gift in whatever way we can to our highest potential. And our highest potential, is we are, basically, sparks of God. And living up to that, we basically need to be the best we possibly can. And that's just something that I try to endeavor to do in everyday life as best as I possibly can, as I'm sure you do as well, Eva.
I try. I fall down and trip sometimes and disappoint myself, but I do try. Anyway, I care. I can say that.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much. It's just been such a pleasure to have you, Timothy. I hope to get to know you much better over the course of time, and I actually want to call you maybe one day this week and talk to you about some other things that you might be interested in, because you just have so much to share, and I thank you so much, and you sure got my ear.
Well,
and not very many people have new things to tell me like you do, so it's been such a pleasure. Thank you.
You're most welcome, Eva. Great pleasure for myself as well.
Thank you, and come back. Please
okay.
Come back. Good night.
All right, good night.